Clifford, you've just sat a photograph of your brother Stephen in front of me.
Yes, I did, and I think it. I carry them in my pocket. I don't carry them all the time, but on every 9/11 anniversary, I have them for the purpose of trying to bring a real person behind the name.
He looks so young.
40 years old, no children, and no wife. And a very good man.
What were you thinking today as you sat out there?
It was a lot worse than I would have thought, because there was a larger impact than your average 9/11 anniversary, and so much more people, so many more people, and so much more camaraderie, sense of community, sense of love. Nobody was separate. Look, this thing is in your DNA now. It is part of you. It's up to you over time whether you can confront it.
You've sat in front of me about 20 seconds ago, and I can see the pain in your eyes.
I don't know what to tell you. I just, when I look out the window at the recreation, I just see, smell, and taste 10 years past of absolute misery and depression, and it's changed my entire life. It's made me become somebody I never was, and it's not in a good direction.
In what way? What are you struggling with?
Struggling with temperament. I'm fast to temper. I'm struggling with sleep. I'm struggling with alcohol. I'm struggling with going to psychologists and psychiatrists. And in the other 46 years of my life, that never had to be applied.
Is that because you're angry?
I think I have an incredible anger in me.
What I think you're helping me convey tonight, and thank you very much for doing so. It was the same when I went to Long Island and I met some of the first responders up there, and I will never, Clifford, for the rest of my life, and I've covered quite a few stories in my time as a journalist, I will never ever forget 3 nights ago when I went up to Long Island, and this huge man, he must have been 22, 23 stone, and he was wheeled in a wheelchair, oxygen mask on, oxygen tank, and to be honest with you, I've seen that before, but he was crying like a baby, this massive, massive man crying like a baby. And I approached him, and I was frightened to approach him because I didn't want to intrude on his space, and I said to him, "Why are you crying?" And he said, "This is bringing all the memories back of when I went into the pile, as they call it here, 10 years ago." And he shared his story with me about how he went into this pile and he dug with his hands, with his bare hands. And he is very, very ill now from the carcinogens that were around here. And I asked him, "Would he do it again? Does he regret getting in?" He said, "No, I would do it time and time and time again." And what I really would like you to share with us tonight, if you can, the story of your brother. Because it's when we hear these stories, you hear the, although these people have lost their lives, we hear, Clifford, the strength of humanity, how strong people like your brother were. So share a story with us.
Well, he was very quiet. He was a very talented carpenter, besides being a firefighter. He cared very greatly for his two aging parents. And his loss became everybody's loss.